Okay, back to lead. So the lead aerosol then was released as very fine respirable particles. These guys then are sitting in the PM2.5 range, and it's lead, which is highly toxic. So this is a major issue to do with health, which is a reason why tetraethyl lead was phased out as quickly as people could find a replacement. The roadside dirt then on any major thoroughfare invariably contains high lead concentrations, so values up into the 2 milligram per kilogram. Bernd Lottermoser down in Townsville, he's sort of an environmental earth science guy. He was doing quite a bit of work for a while analysing metal concentrations on the Karanda Range Road, for instance. He was not only interested in lead, which is invariably present, but he's also trying to pick up the metals that are present in catalytic converters to see how much platinum and stuff like that is actually being lost from cars as they drive by. Lead analysis at the start was pretty difficult because if you were doing classical methods, there are a lot of interferences when you're trying to carry out complexation processes, precipitation processes that indicate the presence of lead. In atomic absorption then, contamination and the very low levels that you needed to get to because of the toxic effects of this particular metal meant that most of the early readings were simply wrong. So prior to the mid-1980s then, basically consider all of the data collected unreliable. Post that period, so you would call that then semi-quantitative data. After that, the machines got more sophisticated, people understood the interferences, things became reliable. Now I want you to be looking at the amount of mercury and lead in the basic environment, the reasons that man is using it, the oxidation state for the metals, and the differences between the metals. So in the case of mercury, it reacts in the natural environment and turns into an organometallic. In the case of lead, man has used a lot of an organo-lead compound, the tetraethyl lead, but fortunately lead does not alkylate naturally in the environment. So the reaction of mercury with an enzyme will methylate the mercury, which we call biomethylation. In the case of lead, when the organisms that are involved in biomethylation do not biomethylate lead. So it means putting a methyl group onto the lead. So there are no natural organisms that carry out that process, whereas with mercury, it's a completely standard process. In the case of lead, it does bioaccumulate, but because the bioaccumulation is typically into bones, then there is no great extent of biomagnification because one organism chews on the next organism and spits out the bones, and as a result, they're spitting out the lead at that point. Well, this is in general, as I'm saying, in general, there's not a great deal of biomagnification because for most organisms, that's the case.